The third chapter of Matthew is puzzling for some. Turn off these microphones. It's puzzling because sometimes we might wonder why in the world the Son of God needs to be baptized. But that's really what the third chapter is all about. John the Baptist is down at the Jordan River. He's preparing the way for Jesus. He is baptizing people because, you know, with a baptism of repentance. You've got to be baptized because you've done wrong. And even the religious leaders of the day were coming down there, and he said to them, he called them a bunch of snakes, and he said, you know, who warned you to run from the coming judgment that was coming? Why do you come down here now to be baptized and to repent? I want you to actually do something to prove that you're sorry for your sins. That's basically what John said to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And then he said, I want to show you God is going to use an axe, and he's going to come after those who don't really repent. Are you sure? And then into that comes, he's saying this, hundreds of people are coming to see him, and he's saying this over and over again, and suddenly Jesus shows up and wants to be baptized. I wonder why Jesus wanted to be baptized by somebody. Is Jesus God? He's the Son of God. We know that. But he doesn't need to be baptized for repentance. I wonder why Jesus had to be baptized. Let's read this together. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John wanted to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. And then he, John, consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. The Word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
So does Jesus need to be baptized for repentance? John doesn't think so. You know, hundreds of people were coming to him. There were tax collectors and soldiers, and they were coming to him, and he was baptizing them, and he said all this to the religious leaders who were coming. He could not understand why Jesus wanted to be baptized by him. And it just doesn't make any sense, does it? Doesn't really make any sense. Second slide. Jesus' baptism was the beginning of his ministry. You see these words up here? Why did Jews get baptized? There are two reasons, first of all, that I want to talk about, and then a third one. And the first reason was for what John did for repentance. But they also, people would be baptized back in those days because they were not Jewish. They were not born Jewish, and they wanted to follow Jewish ways and become Jews. So they baptized them, you know, as a transfer from another congregation kind of thing, okay? We don't do that in our church. If you are baptized once, you are baptized into the church of Jesus Christ, not into / Christian church. So one baptism, that's how we do it. But back then, the Jews did it for two reasons, and there will be a third in a moment that I want to talk about. In the Bible, it says here that in John, that after this baptism, this was the beginning of Jesus' ministries. I wonder what the other Gospels say about that. If you look in Mark, at the very beginning, the very first verse, chapter 1, verse 1, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. What do you think the next thing is in Mark? The baptism of Jesus by John. What does it say in Luke? In Luke chapter 3, beginning with verse 23, "Now Jesus himself was about 30 years old when he began his ministry." Guess what's right before that in Luke's gospel? The baptism of Jesus by John the Baptist. For some reason, in order for Jesus to begin his ministry, he needed to be baptized. A baptism of repentance, a baptism to transfer in. Was Jesus a Jew? Well, he didn't need a baptism to transfer in, did he? Next slide. So baptism in those days would be for repentance and to transfer in. Well, the only other people in the tradition who were baptized were priests, okay? They were priests who would serve in the high temple, and they would get a baptism before they began their ministry. In Leviticus 8:6, there is a story about Moses and Aaron. Moses brought Aaron and his sons forward, and he washed them with water. And then later in that text, Moses poured some anointing oil on Aaron's head and anointed him to consecrate him. That's in the 12th verse of Leviticus. So that act, baptism, started the ministry of the high priest. That's what began Aaron's ministry in the temple. Third reason for baptism in the Jewish faith was to begin your ministry as the high priest. Did you know Jesus was your high priest? He is. He is. After Jesus' baptism, he was anointed with the Holy Spirit as it descended on him in the form of a dove. And God recognized him and said, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased." That was the beginning of Jesus' ministry as our high priest. Now, what difference does that make to us today? That the reason Jesus was baptized so that he could begin his ministry as our high priest. I mean, why did Jesus have to go through this ritual on the Jordan River? Why does it matter to us? Jesus could have easily skipped this step. He was the Son of God. After all, you know, baptism is just a ritual, right? Just a ritual. I can see a lot of people kind of shaking their head no, and you would be right. It is not just a ritual. It is an important ceremony that is talked about over and over it's an important life experience that's talked about over and over in the scriptures, and I don't have time to talk about all the different ways that that is talked about in the scripture and the significance of that, and we could all share testimony of the significance of baptism in our lives, but it is not just a ritual. It is not wonderful, wonderful things take place when we are baptized. So you could be baptized for repentance. You could be baptized to transfer in and become a Jew. You could be baptized as a priest. And so Jesus is your high priest. Let me ask you if you remember what it says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into this marvelous light. Folks, all of those folks who accepted leadership today in our church, they are all part of this same priesthood. In fact, the things that we have talked about with regard to Jesus beginning his ministry, your own ministry began at your baptism. You too were recognized and called out by God at your baptism for a ministry that is unfolding before you in your life as you live it. You know, there's not much difference between me and all of you. We do different things in the church. I'm called to a ministry of preaching, and many of you are called to other ministries. Sunday school teachers, elders, deacons, leaders. Reggie's called to be moderator. But we are all sanctified by this same baptism that Jesus shared with us. We still baptize people for some of these same reasons that the Jews did back in Jesus' day. You are priests alongside the elders and the Sunday school teachers and the youth ministers and the preaching minister. You are all baptized to be ministers in the church of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. We come to a time of invitation in our worship, and we will sing together to celebrate that invitation, Seek Ye First, number 354 in your hymnal. If there are any here who would transfer to / Christian Church, we would welcome you to come forward as we stand and sing. If there are any who have not yet made their confession of faith, we would invite you also to come. Please stand and join with us in singing.